Do you use self-ligating brackets? Although 10 years ago the answer to that question would most likely be no, many orthodontists today use self-ligating brackets. One of the reasons that's given by those who choose self-ligating brackets is that there is less friction between the arch wire and the bracket with a self-ligating appliance. So if you were treating a patient where you had extracted maxillary first premolars and were retracting the maxillary canines along the arch wire, could you retract the canines faster with self-ligating brackets or conventional brackets? It would make sense that if there's less friction, that the self-ligating brackets would be able to produce more rapid movement than conventional brackets with ligature ties. But is that really true? In order to answer that question, one would actually have to perform a clinical trial. That's been accomplished. An article published in the March 2011 issue of The Angle Orthodontist tests that question. The title of the article is Maxillary Canine Retraction with Self-Ligating and Conventional Brackets. This study comes out of the Department of Orthodontics at Central University Franciscano in Santa Maria, Brazil. The senior author of this article is Mauricio Mizomo. The purpose of this study was to measure space closure during the retraction of maxillary canines comparing self-ligating appliances with conventional brackets. In order to accomplish this project, the authors identified 15 patients who required premolar extraction and canine retraction. The patients were randomly allocated to one or the other side, since this was a split mouth design. Each patient then acted as its own control. On one side, self-ligating brackets were placed, and on the other side, conventional brackets were used. Elastic chains were used to retract just the canine distally over a period of time. Dental casts were used to determine the amount of canine movement as well as the amount of molar movement mesially during the process. The dental casts were taken and measured initially, then at 4 weeks, 8 weeks, and 12 weeks. In addition, the authors measured the amount of rotation of the canines between the self-ligating and conventional bracket groups. Okay, I think you get the idea of the experiment. What happened? Do canines with self-ligating brackets move faster during retraction? And the answer to that question is no. The authors found no statistically significant difference in the rate of canine retraction when comparing conventional or self-ligating brackets in the same patient. The only difference that they found was that there was less rotation of the canine using a self-ligating bracket compared to the conventional bracket. So there you have it. Although some may claim that there is faster tooth movement with sliding mechanics using a self-ligating bracket, this study would contradict those claims, and in patients has clearly shown that there's no significant difference. If you'd like to review this study that compares self-ligating and conventional brackets during canine retraction, you can find it in the March 2011 issue of The Angle Orthodontist.